I'll be thinking more on this as we attempt to unpack, digest, understand some of the powerful lyrics of Prince that I can get access to. It's becoming a little more challenging than I thought. Because what I'm trying to get at, I think, is that often when, and I'm wondering the degree to which this may have been true with him. I regret there are not more in-depth interviews we can draw on with him for this. But I suspect it may also be true for him. But when I was writing Waking Up, which, by the way, was I published a year later. It was May Day 2009 that I posted it online, and by then I'd already mailed out quite a few hard copies to folks that I emailed. I sent out maybe 6,000 emails, and I got about 500 takers, and I mailed them all out with my remaining savings from working in the electrical industry. And but when I was writing Waking Up, often I found I wrote things that I didn't quite know why I wrote them. And I wonder about that. And but then later saw. It's kind of hard to explain. I'm sure there are a number of folk listening to this who know what I mean, have had similar experiences. I know Nicola was one such magical man like Prince. We'll be reading in upcoming shows more from a book by Margaret Cheney that I'm very grateful for. Her book, Tesla, Man Out of Time. Quote, "With his giant oscillator, Nikola Tesla believed he had set the earth in electrical resonance, pumping a stream of electrons, at that time a flow of electricity, into it at a rate of 150,000 oscillations per second. The resulting pulsations had a wavelength of about 6,600 feet. Tesla concluded that they expanded outward over the bulge of the earth, first in increasing circles and then in ever smaller ones, yet with growing intensity, and converged at a point on the globe directly opposite from Colorado Springs, where he was, that is, slightly west of the French islands of Amsterdam and St. Paul in the Indian Ocean. Here, according to his experimental results, a great electrical south pole was created with a stationary wave that rose and fell in unison with his transmissions from his north pole at Colorado Springs. Each time the wave receded, it was reinforced and sent back more powerfully than before to the antipode. Had the earth been capable of perfect resonance, the results could have been catastrophic, but since it was not, the effect, he believed, was merely to make available at any point on the earth energy that could be drawn off with a simple piece of equipment. This would include the elements of a radio tuning unit, a ground connection, and a metal rod the size of a house. Nothing more would be needed to absorb household electricity from the waves rushing back and forth between the electrical north and south poles. He did not, however, satisfactorily prove this claim, let alone apply it. Nor has anyone else, she writes at that time in 1981, or at least that's when her book was published. But my comment here would be, that is, we surmise, outside of the misanthropic minds, labs, and minions who apply this knowledge right in our midst, under our noses, of those oh-so-secretive power guys. And it just blows my mind to hear her say this, that with a radio tuning unit, a ground connection, and a metal rod the height of a house, and of course with Nicola's knowledge applied by us instead of the power guys, we draw the energy we need free from the skies. We have to start talking about the possibilities inherent in our repossession of Nicola's gifts to us. Continuing, with his magnifying transmitter, Nikola Tesla had produced effects, at least in some respects, greater than those of lightning. The highest potential he reached was about 12 million volts, which is insignificant compared to that of lightning, yet far higher than anyone else produced for many decades thereafter. What he considered more significant, however, was that he obtained in his antenna current strengths of 1,100 amperes. The biggest wireless plants for many years thereafter used only 250 amperes. One day, working with such currents, he succeeded, to his surprise, in precipitating a dense fog. There was a mist outside, but when he turned on the current, the cloud in the laboratory became so dense that he couldn't see his hand inches in front of his face. From this, he concluded that he'd made an important discovery. Quote, "I am positive in my conviction," says Nicola later, "that we can erect a plant of proper design in an arid region, work it according to certain observations and rules, and by its means draw from the ocean unlimited amounts of water for irrigation and power purposes. If I don't live to carry it out, somebody else will, but I feel sure that I am right." Unquote from Nikola Tesla in Margaret Cheney's book. Continuing with Margaret Cheney, this idea too went into his legacy of unfinished business, and to this date, no one has implemented it, and I comment, oh, some ones have implemented it. But it's still unfinished business until we, the people globally, are working with it. Continuing, it's been reported by various writers that during his power transmission experiments in Colorado, Tesla succeeded in lighting up a bank of 250-watt incandescent lamps wirelessly at a distance of 26 miles from his station. In his own writings, however, no such claim was ever made, nor is there other evidence that he did so. What he actually wrote, and I comment here, which to my mind confirms those reports, as he had planned to demonstrate the system he designed on an industrial scale in Canada before those plans were somehow squashed. Continuing, what he actually wrote was that by use of the magnifying transmitter, he had passed a current round the globe sufficient to light more than 200 incandescent lamps. Quote, "While I have not as yet actually effected a transmission of a considerable amount of energy," says Nikola, "such as would be of industrial importance to a great distance by this method," he would write on returning east, "I have operated several model plants under exactly the same conditions which will exist in a large plant of this kind, and the practicability of the system is thoroughly demonstrated," unquote. He also wrote that he'd observed the transmission of signals up to a distance of 600 miles. That was as specific as he cared to be on the subject, says Margaret Cheney in her book, Tesla, Man Out of Time, from 1981. We'll continue this excerpt next week.